past seven, Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in Monday's papers.
Thornton Hall, the North Dublin site, which cost the state €51 million and was once destined to be the country's first super prison, now looks set to be used to help ease the housing crisis. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. Conor Lally reports that the Department of Justice has confirmed that it has offered the bulk of the 165-acre site to the Housing Development Agency, but is retaining a portion of it where a smaller prison may yet be built. Today's Irish Independent also leads with a housing-related story, where it's reported that Culture Minister Josepha Madigan is calling for relief to be given to homeowners in affluent areas who will be most affected by the new local property tax valuations later this year. Comments made by Cervical Czech campaigner Vicky Phelan over the weekend, in which he accused Taoiseach Leo Varadkar of being all talk and no action in relation to his handling of the controversy, are carried as the lead story in today's Irish Examiner, as well as on the front of The Independent, where she's pictured alongside a portrait of the late US President John F. Kennedy at the JFK Memorial Centre in Limerick, where she was presented with the Fitzgerald Bible Award. The arrest of Dublin man Thomas Kavanagh, who is due before a magistrate's court in the UK this morning, charged with a firearms offence, is the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. All papers report that the 51-year-old, who has an address in Staffordshire, was detained after he flew into Birmingham Airport on Saturday. As you'll have heard in the bulletin, he was arrested as part of an international investigation involving Gardaí into the supply of drugs and firearms in the UK and Ireland. Theresa May will be making what is being described in both the Times Ireland edition and Irish Times as a last-ditch appeal for Brexiteers to back her deal today. The Times Ireland leads with this story today under the headline, "Beware being trapped by EU, May warns Brexiteers." The Independent and Examiner also carry front-page reports on Theresa May's plight in advance of tomorrow's vote. For its lead story, the Herald interviews Colin Bracken, who was sexually abused by his scout leader, James Leddy Sr., when he was 12 years old. The 55-year-old is due to be sentenced for indecent assault following a trial at Dublin Circuit Court in December. The Irish Daily Mail leads this morning with a story about how parents are handpicking psychologists to get their children exemptions from learning Irish, but are allowing them to be enrolled in foreign language classes. Parents helping kids dodge Irish is the headline there. The Examiner has a front page report on a call for a vaccination to prevent thousands of children from catching chickenpox every year. And back on the front of the Irish Times, there's a report there on the death of two men in separate incidents in the Mourne Mountains in County Down yesterday. And that paper also has a front page report on how US President Donald Trump has denied claims made in an explosive New York Times report that the FBI investigated whether he was working on behalf of Russia. And finally, according to a Euromonitor survey carried in today's Examiner, Irish consumers have topped a shopping survey, spending €764 per head of population in department stores last year, which is more than any other nation, and puts us just ahead of Hong Kong.